For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China has formally announced a candidate for the presidency of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Jin Lichun, the former vice finance minister of China, has been nominated as the president-designate of the AIIB. A selection process for president-designate was agreed upon in the special ministerial meeting of prospective founding members in Beijing last Monday. The deadline for negotiations for president-designate is July 31st. The president-designate is expected to be elected in late August. Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to address his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Russia for two international summits this week. The 7th BRICS summit is scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday, and the 15th meeting of the Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Heads of State for Thursday and Friday in Ufa. It's been announced that the two leaders will discuss plans to increase the trade and infrastructure of both sides, as well as the coordination on global and regional issues. In addition, Putin and Mongolia's president will meet with the Chinese leader during his stay in Ufa to discuss trilateral cooperation. At least 13 people have been confirmed dead and one person remains missing after a shoe factory collapsed in Zhejiang on Saturday. More than 30 were killed, four of them seriously. There were 56 people at the factory when it collapsed. The cause of the incident is still under investigation. China's military has issued a regulation to correct financial irregularities and close existing loopholes. A total of 69 irregularities, including adjustments made to budgets without proper approvals of designated funds, irregular granting of subsidies, as well as excessive spending. Any unit or individual that violates the relevant regulations will be punished at different levels. The military says the goal of the campaign is to make sure military funding is spent to improve combat capability rather than for other purposes. Chinese police have captured 10 foreigners over the weekend who were attempting to enter Hong Kong for illegal work from Shenzhen on the Chinese mainland. Police say they cut barbed wire attempting to cross the boundary to enter Hong Kong on Friday. Police in Shenzhen dispatched frontier guards to arrest them on Saturday. The 10 foreigners, all from South Asia, paid 8,000 yuan in total to ringleaders for entering China 2 weeks ago. The Chinese embassy in Turkey has warned tourists to be careful of anti-China protests after some Chinese tourists were attacked and disturbed in the country. The embassy posted a notice on its website on Sunday warning that Chinese tourists should not get close to or film protesters as there have been multiple demonstrations against the Chinese government across Turkey. A 5-member delegation of the UN nuclear watchdog has arrived in Tehran. They are there to discuss the details of a recent cooperation agreement between Iran and the UN body to settle the remaining issues over Tehran's disputed nuclear program. The delegation of the International Atomic Energy Agency will reportedly discuss the implementation of the timetable for cooperation with the Iranian Atomic Energy Organization and Iran's Supreme National Security Council. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that an agreement on Iran's nuclear program is possible this week if Tehran makes the hard choices necessary. Negotiators from Iran and world powers are talking in Vienna to try to meet a Tuesday deadline for reaching a deal that would suspend Iran's nuclear work in exchange for sanctions relief. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has held talks with some leaders of the 7 parties represented in the Greek parliament. The talks came after the austerity referendum results showed a clear victory for the no side. An estimated over 60% of Greek voters rejected the terms of a new international bailout on Sunday. Tsipras said he hopes to negotiate with creditors on a new bailout deal and call for support. At the same time, Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis announced his resignation amid the ongoing debt crisis. Varoufakis explained that Tsipras had judged that his departure might help achieve a deal. Philippine authorities have confirmed that a foreign national is now being treated in a hospital for MERS. This is the second case of MERS in the country after the first one was treated and recovered from the illness in February. The patient was admitted on Saturday at a hospital in the Metro Manila area. Currently, the patient is listed in stable condition. Meanwhile, there are no new cases of MERS to report in South Korea. No deaths have occurred over the past 6 days. The total number of confirmed cases remains at 186. And that's the latest from CRI. I'm Spencer Music.